Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, in today for John Schaefer. In the background, you're hearing music from a recent compilation called Who is William Onyebor? Onyebor is a Nigerian musician who released 8 ultra-rare albums between 1977 and 1985. His music is hard enough to describe, but even harder to describe is the man himself. We know very little about him. Eric Wells Nystrom of the record label Luwakabop helped put together the aptly named compilation Who is William Onyebor? And Ahmed Galab is one of the music directors of 2 upcoming tribute shows at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. To both of you, welcome and hello.
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 Now, there is a really great story, a sort of very mysterious tale about William Onyebor, and we'll get into that in a second. But I wanted to ask you guys, maybe Ahmed, we'll start with you. When did you first encounter his music?
I first heard his music several years ago when Luwakabop released a compilation called World Psychedelic Classics Volume 3, Love is a Real Thing. And his track, Better Change Your Mind, was on that. And it was right around the time that I was kind of starting and cultivating the vision for my band Sin Cane, and Better Change Your Mind was a really, really, really big influence. So it was near, I think, around 2004, 2005.
And what was your first impression?
I felt a connection to it deeply because it brought me back to my African roots, but also had a very distinct influence from American music, which is something that I really wanted to bring to what I was trying to do with my own music. And then as I learned a little bit more about him, I learned that his process of making music was very, very similar to mine. So it was very serendipitous.
Eric, you work for the record label Luwakabop, who issued the compilation that I was talking about just a second ago. When did you first hear William Onyebor's music?
Well, the first time I got into it really deep was when I started at Luwakabop in the summer of 2012. And at that point, Yale had been working on this compilation for about 4 years.
That's Yale Evelev, who's sort of the maestro of the label.
Exactly, the co-owner with David Byrne. And at that point, it took about 4 years to get Mr. Onyebor to agree to do this record. And for the past year, Mr. Onyebor had refused to speak about himself. So Yale kind of told me that, okay, we're ready to do this record, but I don't know how we're going to do it.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into that story a little bit, in which you play a primary role. But let's hear some of the music. This is the song Good Name by William Onyebor. That's the song Good Name by William Onyebor, the subject of the compilation Who is William Onyebor, which is out now. It was released last year. And also, William Onyebor's music is the subject of the show Atomic Bomb, which is at Brooklyn Academy of Music on May 2nd and 3rd. Ahmed Galab is one of the co-music directors of that. He's also the guitarist and singer for the New York Electro Soul group Sin Cane, and also here Eric Wells Nystrom, label manager for the record label Luwakabop. Eric, I'm just going to ask you the question that's on the compilation itself. Who is William Onyebor? How much do we know about him?
We don't know that much. We know a little bit more by time. We learn a little bit more about him. But if you think about that it's taken 5 years to get to this point, what we know, it's practically nothing. And he wants it to be like that.
So these records were made in the late 70s, the early 80s. Ahmed, how unusual was this music even then? I mean, when I hear it, I think this is some incredible use of synthesizers. Mm-hmm. It's sort of disco music, but it's not quite disco music. It sounds like a lot of music that I feel like I've heard being made here in New York over the last 10 years.
Right.
How unusual was it back in the 70s and the early 80s for this music to be made?
Well, if you think about it, he made music back then pretty similarly to how people are making music now. He did it all himself. He recorded everything himself. He played all of his own instruments, and he even pressed his own records. And it's
his own pressing plant.
Yeah,
to actually manufacture the records.
Yeah, it's very similar to how, you know, kids make music now, and they call it bedroom mm-hmm. music or whatever. So it's unusual that people are making music like that now, and it's very modern. But he did it in the late 70s, which makes it even more so. You know, in a rural town in Nigeria, it's pretty wild that he was able to do such a thing.
There's a really great documentary about William Onyebor called Fantastic Man. Dan Snaith performs under the name Caribou, and here he is describing the sound of William Onyebor.
The thing that sets his use of synthesizers and his later music apart is that he's using sequencers and drum machines to create this kind of perfectly robotic loop, and using repetition as a primary element in making the music, which was an idea that was definitely happening in dance, the kind of beginnings of dance music. He was just kind of developing the same kind of ideas that were happening at that time in the United States, but independently.
That's the musician Dan Snaith, also known as Caribou, talking about the music of William Onyebor in the documentary Fantastic Man, directed by Jake Sumner, also produced by my guest Eric Wells Nystrom of Luwaka Bop Records. Also with me here is Ahmed Galab. Soundcheck listeners will know him from his performance on the show about, 2 years ago with his band Sin Cane, based here in New York. Ahmed was born in Sudan. We heard a little bit earlier Ahmed's connection to the music of William Onyebor. But Ahmed, you are, along with Monty Mark, the keyboardist that a lot of people know with his work with the Beastie Boys,
yep,
doing this show at BAM that is called Atomic Bomb, the music of William Onyebor. William is not going to be there, so this is essentially sort of a tribute show.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of creating the concept of the show?
Eric actually came, he approached me about a year ago when we performed at Summer Stage with Femi Kuti, and he was there to interview Femi about the documentary. And he asked me if I knew his music, and I instantly flipped out. I was like, of course, this is such an important element to what I do. And one thing led to another, and we sat down, me, him, and Yale, and they said, we really want you to be involved and in helping us create the live show. So I went back and to my band, and I, you know, kind of got them all together, and we spent a considerable amount of time, you know, locked up in a little rehearsal space with a big chalkboard charting out exactly all the music of William Onyebor, and it was an amazing process, you know, because it seems so simple when you listen to the music and it's so fluid and seamless, but it's actually really, really complicated, and like tapping into his mind was incredibly inspiring.
The show is going to feature performances or appearances by David Byrne, Ahmed's band Sin Cane, Monty Mark, Alexis Taylor of Hot Chip, Pat Mahoney of LCD Sound System, and more. That's going on May 2nd and 3rd at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. It also goes to San Francisco and Los Angeles after that. I want to play the song Atomic Bomb, but Eric, I maybe want to know if you can set it up. This is about 1978. Why do you think this song is the song? You know, it comes from the album Atomic Bomb, but is this a sort of signature William Onyebor track?
It is. You know, he's at this time, this is 1978 in Nigeria, and this song I think is incredibly explosive and beautiful. You know, I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of times I've played this song, but I still don't know what it's about. I think it's just fantastic. Even though it's about the bomb, maybe, but there's maybe other stories to it.
Well,
just like him.
Folks out there, you can try and figure out what it is about. Here it is. This is the song Atomic Bomb by William Onyebor.
I want to realize, man, the way I feel in me.
How do you feel?
I want to realize.
I'm gonna explode. Watch out. I'm gonna explode. Like atomic bomb.
Atomic Bomb by William Onyebor. I'm here in the Soundcheck studio with Eric Wells Nystrom of the record label Luwakabop, which released the compilation Who is William Onyebor last year. Also with me is Ahmed Galab, the guitarist and singer. Eric, do you think that people are attracted to the William Onyebor story because there are so many gaps in his story and you can't find out all of his history the way that you can virtually any other artist on the internet?
Yeah, for sure. You know, today you can find out practically anything about anyone. And most people kind of also are told that that's how you market yourself. You tell everyone what you're doing. Mr. Onyebor also has a pretty fantastic biography. You know, the rumors are that he studied cinematography in the Soviet Union. He started making movies. He ran his own record label and then stopped making music and ventured into different kinds of businesses. And then it continues that he, you know, worked for the government, he met the president, and all these kinds of things. And you would think someone who has done all these amazing things would have a pretty great biography out there. But when you look for any of this online, there is nowhere any kind of verification that this is true.
In the documentary Fantastic Man, people keep saying over and over, if you want me to tell you things about him, I can. They won't necessarily be true. They're just all these rumors that contradict each other, and it's frustrating, but it's also really fascinating.
Right.
Eric, as part of your work releasing this compilation on Luwakabop, you traveled to Nigeria and you met him three times.
Right. I eventually went out there and I went to his town of Enugu, which is in the southeast, which is a lovely town, very isolated. And I didn't think that he actually would see me when I went out there. And I didn't expect that if he were to see me, that he would actually spend time with me.
This comes after Yale from your label making calls to him that really go something like this. Hello, is William there? Yes, this is me. Can we release your music? I don't really want to talk about my music. Yeah. I just want to talk about Jesus.
Right.
Click.
Right.
That's pretty much, it's a paraphrase, but that's about how the conversation seems to go. Is music still a part of his life?
It is. It is. He is involved in the church. He preaches to the church and sometimes will play for the church in his community. But he's very, you know, anytime we speak about the music that we're putting out, anytime we speak about his old records, it feels like a very distant memory to him. It's been these rare occasions when he brings out an old record and he looks at the record and he looks at the songs and it's like he can't really remember what was on the records. But then he looks at it, he shows me his logo and, you know, he tells me how proud he is that he made the record more as a businessman than an artist. You know, he pressed his own records. He even did the shrink wrapping in his factory. You know, he did everything. And as a businessman, he's so proud of that. And I always think of him more as a businessman who did this for a business venture than as a, you know, what you would call an artist.
That's Eric Wells Nystrom. He's the label manager for the record label Luwakabop. Also here with me in the studio is Ahmed Galab, guitarist and singer for the New York electro soul group Sin Cane. And Ahmed is one of the co-music directors of this show, Atomic Bomb, that's coming up, a salute to the music of William Onyebor, at the Brooklyn Academy of Music on May 2nd and 3rd. Ahmed, you've done one show already at the Barbican in London, and also you said in Bristol as well, too.
Yeah, Colston Hall, yes.
Was it the Barbican show that featured Damon Albarn?
Yes, it was.
So Damon Albarn of Blur is a really, really big fan. I mean, I think someone who really is trying to help spread the gospel of William Onyebor.
Absolutely.
What was that show like?
It was great. He had a lot of energy, you know, and you could tell that he was, the spirit of William Onyebor was inside him, and he really brought the crowd up on their feet when he did his performance. He sang Fantastic Man and played a lot of keyboard.
Since I came to know you, baby, yeah, I've been telling you how sweet you are. I've been telling you how good you are. Now I want
You look so good, fantastic man.
Why, you know, for someone that hasn't encountered William Onyeer Bor's music, and you know, why Ahmed should why should someone seek it out? What's special about it?
It's just, you know, my whole thing is that I'm attracted to universal music, music that anyone could listen to and enjoy, and that makes you feel good. And this music definitely falls into that category.
Eric, same question to you.
Well, as Ahmed was saying, the music speaks for itself. It's incredibly unique. I think what's also interesting here is that this is the first time that this music is ever performed live. Mr. Onyeer Bor never performed live himself.
Even by Onyeer Bor.
Even by Onyeer Bor. when I went to see him in February, he explained that he never even intended to perform live. Yeah. And for someone who hears it the first time, I think we'll hear a lot of surprises. And I think people that come to the show will see a lot of surprises. At the Barbican in London, we had people standing on their chairs. That's a seated venue.
Yeah, it's not a dance club.
It's not a dance club. But people were standing on their chairs going nuts. People were trying to get on stage to dance. So I hope we can bring some of that to BAM as well.
The show is called Atomic Bomb, The Music of William Onyeer Bor. It's happening at the Brooklyn Academy of Music on May 2nd and 3rd, featuring appearances by David Byrne, Money Mark, Alex Taylor of Hot Chip, Pat Mahoney of LCD Sound System, and our friend Ahmed Galab, who's been here, the guitarist and singer of the group Sin Cane. And also Eric Wells Nystrom will probably be there of Lawaka Bop Records as well.
For sure.
Thanks to both of you for being on Soundcheck today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck.
With love and kindness, I will beg him to send you home.